As we continue our series of shiurim about the words of Rebbe to his son Rav Gamliel, Azroik Mora B'Talmidim, how Rebbe is supposed to act. On the other hand, the Gemara said, Habitzina B'Faresia, there's a important tshuva for Rav Moshe in Yerodeya, Igros Moshe Yerodeya Chel Gimel, Simanayin Aleph, that every Rebbe and every teacher should learn and know, and really every parent. He says that the goal of every Rebbe is, a Rebbe has to teach his children Torah, has to teach his students Torah. So Rav Moshe says the goal is not just to teach them a tremendous amount. The goal is that a Talmud should leave a Rebbe recognizing that this is Torah, Yerushalayim is the main focus of our life. That's why a person is in this world. As we say every day in Krishma, V'dibartabom, and Rashi says, She'ika diburchabom. We have to know a Rebbe's job is to teach the Talmidim what is the Iker and what is the Tuffel. And Rav Moshe goes on to say, there's a Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Behar. Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Behar says, V'dab Hashem HaMoshe Behar Sinai Leimor. The pasuk teaches us the halachos of Shemitah, and Rashi says, "My inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai." Why, from all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, is specifically Shemitah mentioned? That Shemitah was given by Har Sinai. Says Rashi, "Ma Shemitah nemer klal asah v'dugdeter m'Sinai." Just like Shemitah, we see that all of the details of Hil Shemitah were given Har Sinai. Af kula nemer klal asayim v'dugdeseim m'Sinai. Shemitah is the model, that just like Shemitah was given with all of its details at Har Sinai, so to all mitzvahs, all of them were given with all of their details at Sinai. So the question Rav Moshe asks is, why from all of the Taryag mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose Shemitah to teach us this halacha, to teach us this concept that everything was given at Har Sinai? So he says, if you think about the mitzvah Shemitah, it's the mitzvah where we could clearly see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs the world. Because the pasuk says, V'tzivisi es brachasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that he will give a bracha, that vasas asada, that the fields will be able to produce for 3 years. Who's the only one that can make that kind of a guarantee? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no one in the world that can give such a guarantee. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do we learn from the mitzvah Shemitah? We learn from the mitzvah Shemitah that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Af ma Shemitah mehar Sinai, just like when you learn the mitzvah Shemitah. So the purpose of learning the mitzvah of Shemitah is to know that there's a God in the world, and that we have to serve Hashem, and we have to believe in Hashem. So too, all the mitzvahs. When we learn a mitzvah, it's not just to learn the raw details of the mitzvah. The purpose of learning is that the learning should bring us to Yerushalayim. And he goes on with a concept that he speaks about very often. He says that when a person fulfills a mitzvah, he has to fulfill it in such a manner that those who watch him fulfilling that mitzvah want to also fulfill the mitzvah. Rav Moshe says in many places, specifically in his Sefer Al-Chumash, Darash Moshe, there were certain words that have caused terrible repercussions, spiritual repercussions of Klal Yisrael. In Yiddish, there's a saying, Shver Tzayin Ayid. it's difficult to be a Jew. If a person is Shomer Shabbos, yes, he's Shomer Shabbos, he won't go to work. He'll be Shomer Shabbos like he's supposed to. But he doesn't do it with a geschmack. And he doesn't do it as if he wants to do it. And he looks at it as if it's a burden on him. His children will not necessarily be Shomer Shabbos. Because if being Shomer Shabbos is difficult, so who wants to have a difficult life? What a person has to come is to be Shomer Shabbos, he has to do it in a way that it's great to be Shomer Shabbos, and that therefore his children will want to emulate that behavior. How does one come to such a madrega? One is that a person believes that everything he's going to earn comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, B'zeis apecha toich alechem, that one has to work hard to earn a living, that doesn't mean that one is allowed to work on days that Hashem told us not to work. Not one may not work on Shabbos, one may not work on Yom Tov, one may not work during the time when he's davening. That's not what B'zeis apecha toich alechem. Moreover, if somebody lives with an attitude, you know, if I also would have worked on Shabbos, if I would have kept my business open on Shabbos, I would have even earned more. That is the wrong attitude. Because even if a person could believe that that's true, and he's losing money, but he has to recognize, what is he losing the money for? He's losing the money so he could be close to Hashem on Shabbos, a day of Torah, a day of Tefillah, a day of connecting. Ramesh gives a great example. He says, if somebody spends a tremendous amount of money on building himself a fancy home, will that person, does that person believe that he wasted money? Of course he doesn't believe he wasted money, because he wants to have a fancy home, and whatever it costs to have that fancy home is what he's ready to spend. Here too, says Ramosha, when somebody doesn't work on Shabbos and he doesn't get that extra income, he shouldn't have the attitude, oi, because of my Shomer Shabbos, I lost the opportunity for extra income. On the contrary, he should look at it as if the best investment that he could have ever made. And if that will be his attitude, then that his children, his Talmidim, will pick up on that attitude. Ramesh goes further. Ramesh says, sometimes you have a Talmud in the class who is acting not as the school would want. Says Ramesh that it makes no difference. As long as the Talmud is not a bad influence on the other Talmidim on the class, then they have to keep him. It becomes so difficult for the Rebbe, and it becomes so difficult for the administration of the school to work with such a difficult Talmud. So he says, a Rebbe has to recognize that his job is not as an easy job. His job is not like a regular job, where people who have jobs, if they have a job that's too difficult for them to fulfill, they'll leave their job and they'll look for another position. Their avoda, says Ramesh, is a melechus hakodesh. He's not just doing it for a salary, and therefore you make a calculation, what's the best way of earning a salary? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a melim b'Torah. And he says, on the contrary, the more difficult it is for one to succeed with his Talmidim, he'll get more schar. Ramesh says, an interesting concept, Ramesh says, if two people bought a sroigim, and one person found his esrig, they both bought beautiful esrigim, but one person bought the esrig without any difficulty. He walked into the store, and right away he found a nice esrig. And the other person had to spend a lot of time and effort to find a nice esrig. The person who spent time and effort will get more schar. The Gemara speaks about Rav Preda, who taught his Talmud the Gemara 400 times and wasn't concerned about his time. What could have he been doing in that time? He didn't think that way. If there's a Talmud that needs to learn and I have to teach him, then I should teach him, even if it means that I'm going to have to spend the time of teaching the exact same lesson 400 times. Rav Moshe goes on to say that there's another concept that parents and teachers have to work on. I'm going to use the words of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says many people are focused on having a good time. He says that isn't what we're here in the world for. He says that's actually the concept of a Ben Sira Meira. A Ben Sira Meira hasn't really done anything terrible yet. But a Ben Sira Meira lives in an environment where he wants to always have a good time. That isn't what we're here for. In fact, Rav Moshe says a beautiful pshat. The pasuk says in Parshas B'chukosai, V'chaltem lachmechem l'soiva. And Rashi says, what's pshat v'chaltem lachmechem l'soiva? Oichol kima u'mizbarach m'meyav. The person will eat just a little, u'mizbarach m'meyav, and he'll be satiated. So he asks Rav Moshe, if we look in the pasuk says that v'nosati gishmechem b'itam v'nosna aretz yivulo, there'll be a tremendous abundance of food and everything that a person should need. So if we're living in a time where Baruch Hashem there's such an abundance, why does the pasuk have to give us a bracha of oichel kima u'mizbara b'meyav? You don't have to eat a little. There's Baruch Hashem plenty. Says Rav Moshe, that's what the pasuk is teaching us. Baruch Hashem, there's plenty. And yes, you could eat plenty if you need to. But you know what the real bracha is? Oichel kima. Not to be busy with the eating. Not to be busy with the gashmias. And then he will be mizbarach b'meyav. Then Rav Moshe goes on to another interesting discussion. He says there was a woman that came, it seems, to his yeshiva and had a son that she wanted to register the yeshiva, but she refuses to allow her son to wear tzitzis. So Rav Moshe says, this child is innocent. His mother has this thing that she doesn't want her son to wear tzitzis, but maybe we should accept him to the yeshiva and we'll be able to influence him positively. So Rav Moshe says no. That even if the child is a good boy, and it's not necessarily the case that just because he's now wearing tzitzis, he's going to try to convince others not to wear tzitzis. Still, that there should be a boy sitting in the class, not wearing tzitzis, that could cause damage to the other Talmidim. They could learn that it's acceptable for a Jewish boy not to wear tzitzis. And therefore, such a boy should not be accepted to the yeshiva. On the other hand, says Rav Moshe, if the mother agrees that while he's in yeshiva, he will act as is appropriate, he'll wear a yarmulke, he'll wear tzitzis. Even though we know that in their home, he doesn't act, they don't act like we would want with shmiras mitzvahs, we should take that child into the yeshiva because we could be able to influence him properly and he could grow up to be a true Oved Hashem, Shomer Torah mitzvahs. And Rav Moshe then concludes. He says that who are the individuals who should be teachers and rabbeim and principals? They have to be people that live and lead by example. Rav Moshe says a very interesting example. He says even even if you'll have a doctor. And a doctor gives his patients different instructions. But he himself doesn't necessarily follow that lifestyle. A doctor tells his patients don't overeat. A doctor tells his patients do exercise. But the doctor himself doesn't do exercise, and the doctor himself is overweight. That doesn't take away from his effectiveness of being a doctor. When it comes to Torah and Yerushmayim, somebody who he himself is not a Ben Torah, somebody who he himself is not a Yerushmayim, he can't be effective in teaching other people Torah. As Chazal teaches us, Hiskoishu v'koishu, Kshoit atzmecha v'achach kshoit acherim. You could only have a positive influence with other people on other people if you yourself are that way. And therefore, Moshe says a tremendous final word. He says that we know that there is no greater bracha. L'motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu klimachzik bracha ela shalom. The greatest bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found in the world is shalom. And therefore he says, if in a yeshiva we have a situation where Rabbeim and the principal don't get along with each other, and the Rabbeim don't get along with each other, so we have a situation of lack of shalom, so they can't be effective teachers. Because effective teachers could only be people who live by example. And if the most important example of the way a Jew is supposed to live is with shalom, if these people can't live with shalom, they can't be rabbeim. Further, however, there's a tshuva that I saw for Rav Avadya Yosef. In Shailos HaTshuvos, Yabia Omer, Chelek Aleph, Yerideyas Siman Yudches, the last sif of that tshuva, sif Katan Yud Gimel, he speaks about how to address a Rebbe, or how to address when you're speaking about a Rebbe, a Rav. So apparently, and this is obviously very dependent on the style and the custom where someone is living, if you live in a place where a person of that you want to show respect to, you don't address him by his last name. He says the Beis Yosef. If you live in a place where calling the Beis Yosef Rav Karo is not a sign of respect, that isn't the way to address him. You have to call him Maran. You have to call him Beis Yosef. Included in the way that a Rebbe is supposed to act towards the Talmidim, there's the other side of it. There's the way the Talmidim are supposed to act towards the Rebbe. And the Talmidim showing the proper respect in the way they address the Rebbeim is critical in their success in learning.